And now, the pièce de résistance, an ancient fountain, date of creation unknown. Research shows it to be several tens of thousands of years old, or as far as we can tell anyway. Any attempts at specific dating have come back inconclusive. What we can say for certain is that it was meant to be a tribute to an ancient goddess of love, fertility, and desire. The writing on the base is said to have several meanings, all of which allude to desire, love, and life. But the exact meaning is the subject of a heated debate. It is said that in the soft murmur of the water, if one listens long enough, you can hear a voice whisper your deepest longing. And if you manage to decipher it, exactly how you'll find love and happiness. So far, many people have tried, but none have managed to pry their deepest desires from the water just yet. Nevertheless, it is a thing of beauty and grace. The idea of moving it has been brought up several times, but so far it has always remained here at the back of this temple, where it is open to public visits. It is, after all, a tribute to love and desire, which are two things that should be for all to enjoy. That being said, it is only open to the public as part of a tour. We like to make sure this particular piece of heritage is treated with some reverence. And no coins in this fountain, no kids splashing around. and that concludes our tour. Please feel free to visit the gift shop on your way out. We have some lovely souvenirs to remember us by. Have a lovely evening, and we hope to see you all again. Thank you. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought everyone had left. You startled me. No, it's all right. How can I help you? It's getting rather late. Well, I'm always happy to answer any questions, though I usually take questions during the tour. What part of the... Oh, I see. The fountain. Let me guess. You're here for the legend? Look, I can probably get you some extra time with the fountain, but I can't promise you all you're gonna hear is just the murmur of some water. Some people claim to hear something, but you'll probably have better luck just meditating. Clear your mind, open your heart. Any white noise will do. Yes, I just said open your heart. No, that wasn't a joke. You know what I mean. Just keep an open mind, you know? Oh, all right. You've done your research. Well, I can't say I've seen miracles happen, but I've seen people come here with some pretty impressive things to offer. Nothing has happened yet. So either the legend is just that, a legend, or no one has really offered the thing they hold dearest, which is supposed to be a prerequisite. Mind if I ask what you're planning to offer? Oh wow, okay, well that just might work. But you know, what she promises is no joke. I hope it's what you're looking for. What's the old saying? Careful what you wish for. Besides, I can't imagine you needing a lot of help finding a date. All right, by all means. I'll just be finishing up some paperwork. I can wait a little while to lock up. Who am I to stand in the way of someone finding true love? All right, now. You be safe in here. I'm going to just be on the other side of the building, all right? Towards the entrance. gorgeous mortal you. Don't mind the nymphs. They're just here for my entrance. I can't just sneak up on you. That would be mean. Isn't this amazing? You offered something so dear to you, I just couldn't help myself. Oh, you wonderful, lovely mortal. It's been such a long time since something pulled me down here. I generally don't show myself easily, you know. People get so demanding. Apparently they expect me to grant a wish or something. Oh, well, in any case, they have so many expectations. So I decided to stick to myself for a bit. And here we are. Oh, and look at you. Oh, if I hadn't been pleased with your offering, I certainly would be now. A dashing figure if I ever saw one. So tell me, handsome, why did you seek an audience with Aphrodite, the goddess of love and beauty? Oh. Well, you already look a little worked up just from me getting so close to you and having my arms resting on your shoulders. What could an adorable mortal like you want from a goddess? One true love? Oh, Stud Muffin, what makes you think I can give you that? I see. Oh, Cupcake, I'm sorry to tell you, but that's not what this fountain does at all. Oh, you poor thing, come here, let me kiss your forehead. Mwah. The fountain is an altar of sorts. It can be used to communicate with me, maybe even summon me, if you're a very lucky, gorgeous little human, but there's no granting of wishes. But, as you do seem to be so lovely, and I'm very, very happy to be down here again, I've got something for you anyway. I'll tell you all about true love. Are you ready? My delicious little morsel. Oh, oh, there is no one true love. Sorry. No mythical guidance, no big bright arrow I can show you. It's just not a thing. Oh, no, 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 no. Love is a truth. It's a true thing. It's a real thing, and it can be true. But there's no one for you. True love is finding someone you fall in love with and keeping that love alive. It's all the random Tuesdays you spend at home feeling just like that. Home. It's all about working to keep yourself and your relationship healthy. Leaving relationships that aren't good for you. All those things you silly little humans know but think don't apply to you. But the good news is, that means you don't have to worry if someone is the one for you. All you have to do, my perfect little sunflower, is find someone that's right for you and work at it. Isn't that just amazing? If there's no specific one for you, anyone can be the one for you. I know! Isn't love just the most gorgeous, fantastic thing you've ever heard of? I mean, maybe I'm a little biased, but I can't think of anything more wonderful or fun. Oh, I'm sorry, darling. I can tell you were hoping for something a little more magical, but love, it simply isn't that. It's so much more. Still, you're an absolute doll for the offering you made. Come here. Let me get a good look at you. I love those... what are those? Well, the things on your legs. Pants! Oh my, I may prefer my robes, but look at what it's doing to your ass. Oh, okay, I have to try this. 1 second. Ooh. There we go. How do I look? Oh, I just love waking up and finding new styles. Hold on. Let me get a sense of the world. I want to see what I'd dress like if I were around now. Oh my. So many gorgeous new ways of dressing. Okay, let me try this one. Oh, look at me now. Do you like it? I couldn't find something exactly to my liking, so I decided to combine. Let's see, I think it's called a double split dress meets a bodycon dress with laces holding it together in all the right places. I have to say, I fill this out so well. I can only imagine the desire I'd bring out walking around like this. And look, the jiggle with every step. And almost every time I move my legs, it seems like you'll almost be able to see just a little more than you should. Oh, I absolutely love it. Oh. And by the looks of it, you do too. I think your jaw is just about to touch the floor. What do you think? A new and improved Aphrodite. Would you worship at my temple? Oh, I thought you would. Oh, come here, darling. Let me kiss the worry out of those lips. Don't you worry about a single little thing. I am the goddess of love and desire. The embodiment of bliss? Did you think I would just abandon you? Oh no, my little lovely, you paid tribute. Now it's time for worship. Why, of course, my sweet. Oh, wrap yourself around me. Forget everything and just kiss me. Let me flood your mind with nothing but want and need and me. My cheeks spill between your fingers as you squeeze them. Can you feel the warmth? My gorgeous darling, just let go for me. Empty that big brain and come with me. Kiss me some more. Doesn't that just feel amazing? I know it does. Don't you worry your perfect little head. Here you go. Lay down for me. Oh, well, you're about to have the most amazing thing that will ever happen to you happen. You're about to taste a goddess. Yes, my dress is gone for a reason, silly. And your clothes with them. Can't have those in the way. Can you see it? My perfect pussy hovering inches from your face? Go ahead, love. You can pull me down onto your face. Ooh. Oh, there we go. Worship me with your tongue, little mortal. Your desire feeds my own. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's it. I didn't even have to guide you or use some magic or anything. Oh, you're worshipping me so well. Is it practice or just a gift? Oh, pleasing the goddess of love herself. I could have your cock harden with just a snap of my finger, but where is the fun in that? No. You have been such a lovely, lovely worshipper. And so nice. You deserve to see just what a goddess can do. So I'll just turn around. Oh, no, 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 love. Keep worshipping me with your tongue. Can you feel my tongue? I know it's hard to think of anything else than my taste and scent, I know. But try to focus. You'll never feel anything like this again. God, you taste good. It's been ages since I felt this good. Your wonderful tongue on my pussy. And you in my mouth. I can feel your pleasure. It's so intense. So eager. It's like you want to devour me. Right there. Oh, fuck. This is... Oh, I forgot how much fun it is down here. Please, darling, don't stop worshipping me. You're making me so... Oh, yes. Just like that. Can you feel me? Getting closer and closer to a gorgeous, perfect climax. Yes, more. It's everything I want for you to make me come right as you come for me. Please, honey, give me your pleasure. Surrender to the feeling of my warm, wet mouth and my tongue. Tasting every little hidden spot of pleasure. Feel my tongue. Feel that heat spread and build. Feeling... the perfection of my tongue. Just as I take every drop of pleasure you give to me. Your desire is so intoxicating. It must come. You must come with me, mortal. Come. Come with me. I should have known you'd get me there. Such a gorgeous little being. Come here. Relax into me for a bit. My time here is limited, I'm afraid. I can't just roam around. It would mess up so many things for you, darling people. But never forget, you made a goddess come for you. Oh no, that was all you. I made you relax and cleared your head a little bit, and I fed some of the pleasure I was feeling back into you, but that was all you. Perfect worship. Oh, it was divine. Take it from a being of pure love. Whoever you decide to build a foundation with is very lucky indeed. Now, kiss me one more time and go find that wonderful love you deserve. Anyone could be right around the corner. Mwah. Goodbye now.